There were varied reactions to the message delivered by President Akufo-Addo. Speaking to our parliamentary correspondent shortly after the address, some dignitaries welcomed the president's resolve not to complain about the problems of the country but to fix them. According to the former vice president, Kwesi Emisa-Afa, the presentation was not as colorful as he expected.
It was impressive, not as colorful as before. Today was not very colorful. I think he had an analysis of the problem, only I didn't get a sense of how he wants to solve it.
The 2016 presidential candidate of the PNC, Edward Mahama, however, said the address was excellent.
He's made some commitments. One, I was impressed that he came on time. He said he's going to be punctual to these state functions. That is a commitment. I've been looking forward to see whether he maintains it. Again, his statement was different in that he didn't go sector by sector as has happened in the past. He prioritized and highlighted certain things. So basically, I think that it was a good speech.
And he tackling the free SHS and other interventions that he hopes to achieve at the end of the 4 years. Do you think this will be feasible in a gloomy economy he painted to us?
If you go and look at the PNC manifesto in 2008, I campaigned on the same issue. So I am hoping that he will be able to do it, because since I would have done it if I had been elected and I wasn't. And yes, I think that he will do it, and I'm supporting him to do it.
The presidential candidate of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, said Ghanaians should support the new administration to succeed.
We all campaign for change. We campaign for change because we felt we had the ideas and the desire to make things better than they are. And so we have to give him his due in terms of the nature of his speech, the content of his speech, what he had to say, and the plans they are attempting to put in place to try and achieve the change for the people of Ghana that they want to. It's early days yet. I think clearly we'll get more detail from the budget when it is read, and that is what will enable us to be more detailed in our assessment and our analysis of what was put on the table today.
What is the CPP hoping for moving ahead in the next 4 years?
Well, clearly, as even the president himself stated, and so many other people are aware, we have a serious unemployment crisis in the country. And so the steps that are going to be taken to try and resolve that crisis are something that everybody is going to be watching very, very carefully.
The General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedunketia, said President Akufo-Addo failed to explain to Ghanaians how he intends to establish the factories and other projects he promised during the election.
When he mentioned this one district, one factory, I came out and said that, well, it is possible, it can be done, but he should go forward to explain how he intends to approach it. If he's going to approach it through the private sector, then he should congratulate President Mahama for laying the infrastructure, because the infrastructure is the basis for industrialization. But he cannot be condemning the use of the nation's resources into providing infrastructure on the one hand, and then be saying that he will be encouraging the establishment of factories by the private sector. The fact that he was condemning the provision of infrastructure, I thought that he was going to use government money to be citing factories and calling MPs to decide which factory they wanted in their constituency. Now, if he had come back to the basics, we are yet to see whether he would continue with the infrastructure development, he will continue with the stabilization of the economy, which President Mahama was doing anyway. He says he will fix the economy. Anytime we deliver the State of the Nation address, he delivered the true state of the nation. So his information was superior to us even when we were in government. So he cannot come now and be turning new figures. He should fix the economy and deliver on the promises based upon which he was elected.
The Minister of Finance, Ken Oforiatta, asked Ghanaians to wait for the budget to get the details of most of the policies the president talked about in his maiden address.
Our challenge is to find what he said, fiscal space to be able to confront some of these. So there's going to be a need for quite a bit of realignment, efficiency, collection of more revenue, and really value for money as a way in which we unlock some capital to be able to confront the issues of wages and salaries and the debt stock, etc. If we're working hard, and I can't, you know, give you all that we think we can do.
And that borrowing and relying on aid and grants are clearly not the feasible way moving forward.
It's not a sustainable way to move as a nation if you want fiscal sovereignty as a people.
Now, we are hoping to get a budget
that is going to address so many challenges?
Address as many of the challenges as we can.
So what are the, with the indicators you have now, are we going to look at?
I think it was pretty positive that when the budget is read, we will see some remarkable steps forward. And we intend to do that. Our agenda is for jobs. Our agenda is for growth in the private sector. All of those will be well addressed. And education, as you said, is important. Agriculture has been put there. And industry will also be supported. So we will look to see how we can recalibrate and give everybody a sense of a stimulus so there will be hope, expectation, and the country will get back to work.
That was the Minister of Finance, Ken Ofori-Atta.
Now for some reactions from some parliamentarians. The MP for North Tongue, Samuel Okudjeto-Oblakwa, said he is disappointed that the president did not touch on sports and was very scanty on foreign policy.
I expected him to have given a strong foreign policy indication on how he intends to support the black movement and Ghanaian nationals living within those nations in these very challenging times. So that was another omission which I thought was unfortunate. Certainly he didn't touch on sports. I think that he wanted to be quite brief, quite succinct, but the challenge there is that you are not too sure what to leave out. But you know, the passion of this nation is sports, and we have just come out of an African Cup of Nations which really broke the hearts of many Ghanaians. We need to look at the issue of the GFA, the issue of getting a new coach, and the issue of growing local talent.
The Ebuakwa North MP Gifty Chum Ampofo said the president's message met her expectations.
My expectation was duly met. Education, the free basic education. Even though the economy is not too good, however, there's a saying that whenever there is the will, there is definitely the way. For women, whenever there is no money to pay school fees, there's no money to feed children, whatever trade a woman undertakes, the money is spent on domestic spending. So once President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo and his government is going to take care of secondary as well as the basic education free, and the basic school giving them at least one good meal through school feeding, you show that mothers, we have a major headache cleared.
MP for Sagnarigu Al-Hassan Fusaini said it is unfortunate that the MPP government appears to be telling Ghanaians that they did not know the state of the economy before making the electoral promises.
It was a plethora of lamentations by the president. In fact, he himself realized that the lamentations were too many. And he brought himself back by saying that, well, the people of this country did not vote for him to pour these lamentations on them, but to come and fix the problems. He himself admitted it, that after all those lamentations, he was not on track. So he had to come back. And this is a government that promised the good people of this country that they were undergoing excruciating hardship under the NDC. And that when he comes to power, almost immediately there will be relief for the people. I'm sure you heard the president very right. He told the good people of this country that they should brace themselves for hard and difficult times ahead. You heard it. This is the government. This is the president who is telling Ghanaians that they should brace themselves for hardship ahead. These are his own statements. If you tell me you did not know the state of the economy when you were making those promises, do you expect Ghanaians to take you serious? There's a promise I will give you 100 cedis, but I don't even have 5 cedis. Is that an honest person? Should you make those kinds of promises when you are not aware of the state of the economy?
The national chairman of the PNC, Bernard Mona, is unhappy about moves to list some companies on the stock market.
The sale of state enterprises does not take us out of debt. Even the United States of America is in debt. So why is it that our governments quickly will look for an option that is so lazy that they will rely on it to offer excuses for us? I am disappointed in that particular aspect. And I think that in all, if this is the way we will go, that anytime we are having a problem with our nation, we look for a strategic asset and sell, then I can assure you that the promised employment that Nana Akufo-Addo is assuring the people of Ghana cannot be delivered, because we will sell those factories that they are going to establish very soon. Because as soon as they establish them, then the next thing is that we are in debt, so we should sell them off. Is that the way to go? I think no.
When we look at other state assets, Ghana Airways, for instance, government kept pumping in money, but the problem is with management and all that, and so it keeps collapsing. So if you are in such a situation as a president, what different thing would you have done facing all these challenges?
I thought you have provided the answer saying that the problem is management. So you take away the management and rather even import superior management that will come and help the efficiency of the area. Because there is management inefficiency, you sell off. Are you saying that we do not have capacity in and outside of Ghana in terms of managerial competence. To bring them in to come and help us manage this situation, we can bring in expatriates to come and help us in the oil field. Not so. We can bring in expatriates to come and help us in the mining sector. And we cannot bring in management from wherever they are to come and help us manage VRE. And the only way is that we have to list it on the stock exchange and sell it. I think that it is wrong. The answer you have provided is that if there is management inefficiency, get proper management that will come and effectuate the inefficiencies and ensure that we become efficient.
That was the national chairman of the PNC.